Connected live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Well, thank you so much for staying with us. Outa is saying that we are probably sitting with a 44 million rand owed from last year's accommodation to the accommodation owners, owed by NSFAS. This is quite alarming, and they're saying, well, if we don't do something, we may find ourselves in a crisis. In fact, Student Accommodation Association has also raised alarm bells, saying that if nothing comes off their complaints and they don't receive money, maybe in the next 2 weeks they may not be allowing students to return to the dorms that they own privately. On the line with us is Outa Senior Project Manager Rudy Henneker. Thank you so much for making time for us. Good evening and welcome, Rudy.
Good evening, Camilla, and thank you for having me.
Rudy, just tell us, you know, how did the bill get to be so high? How did NSFAS get to owe these accommodation owners so much money?
That is quite a mystery to us as well. We read the statement that was put out by the Private Student Housing Association, where they alleged that NSFAS is owing them that amount of money. We have received complaints from other accommodation providers sitting in the same situation. So I don't think it's only members of the PSHA that is being owed this rentals for 2024, but other student accommodation providers as well. And Outa's been involved with investigations with regards to NSFAS from 2023 already. And in 2023, we released a investigation report and warning the scheme that, you know, the student accommodation program that they proposed and that the tenders were put out for is not practical. It's not working, but they forced their head and they implemented the systems. And today we're sitting with, you know, this kind of monies that are owed to accommodation providers. And we do feel and think that, you know, it is all because of NSFAS, you know, the systems that they've put in place, the management, the financial flow of funds that is not managed properly.
So what were the earlier concerns in the very first place? What were they not comfortable with?
Well, if we can go back to our investigation report, we found that in the first place, NSFAS appointed 39 companies to do inspections on these properties to make sure that they comply with the minimum norms and standards set out by the Department of Higher Education in 2015 already. The first problem that we identified is that of these 39 companies, the majority of them were inexperienced. They didn't comply with what was required from the the tender documents. For example, that the team members of such a team of inspectors must they must be occupational health and safety member, a building inspector, engineer, electrician. And when we talk to accommodation providers who were inspected, they say that, you know, two guys rocked up there with a measure tape and a clipboard. And I don't think that any of them was an engineer, electrician, or a building inspector. So this is the first problem that we sit with. We fully agree with the sentiment of NSFAS and the department that students must be housed in properly in proper properties and rooms where they can, you know, study unhindered. So that is not, you know, a question, and that's not debatable. We do agree with that. But what we don't agree with is the people that inspect them that does not know how to calculate square meters of a room. So that was one of the first problems. The other problem is that NSFAS also put out a tender that a student accommodation portal must be developed by service providers. And if you want to rent out your property to NSFAS or a NSFAS beneficiary, you should register on this specific portal. You must pay 100 rand, at least 100 rand a bed, to register on this portal. Then you get inspected, and only after inspection and you get graded, and only after that your accommodation will be so-called advertised on this portal, where students then can log into and make a choice where they want to stay. Now, these portals, first of all, the 100 rand a bed amounts to thousands and millions of rands if you look at what is in the market. Secondly, in very fine print, it was said that if NASFAS will pay you the rent that you that's agreed upon, and I mean that is established by the department and by the minister, NASFAS will withhold 5% because you use this portal that they forced you to use. And we didn't agree with that. So in essence, the accommodation provider will now get, he had to pay to get onto the portal, and now he loses 5% of his income because he's using that portal. And we saw this, Pumelo, as the same situation that occurred with the direct payment of student allowances. The students were forced into a specific system. They couldn't get their money any other how. And if you don't register on that specific system, and we know what happened with the direct payment partners and that tender, you will not get your money. And the same thing is happening here. NASFAS has got the monopoly and total control. And we don't necessarily disagree with that. The problem is, if you want to have that kind of system, you must be able to manage it properly and without any hiccups. And that is where the problem comes in. Same story, deja vu, as with the direct payment of allowances.
Appreciate you giving us that background there, Outer Senior Project Manager Rudy Haneke, on the line with us, just explaining, you know, their take on what has happened here, where you have a private student housing accommodation association, I beg your pardon, complaining that they're owed 44 million rand by NSFAS. On the line with us is NSFAS spokesperson Ismail Munisi, there just to get his side of the story. Very good evening to you, Ismail, and thank you so much for your time.
Pumelo, my pleasure to join you this evening. Good evening to you and the listeners.
And I hope it's not too late, Mr. Munisi. Happy New Year.
No, it is not too late. Compliments to you, Pumelo. And to all the listeners.
Yes, absolutely.
Definitely.
We've obviously been hearing from various media platforms, Private Student Housing Association threatening not to allow students to get back, saying that they're owed 44 million rand by NSFAS. Just your response to that.
Pumelo, it's very simple. When I owe you, I need to give you proof. I mean, you need to give me proof that I owe you so that we can settle the debt. Now, we are waking up as an organization to a claim that is made through a statement that NSFAS is owing 44 million to the Private Student Housing Association members who are our landlords for some of the students that we are housing. Now, we have said to them, give us the proof of what you are talking about so that we can validate the claims. Validating the claims would mean we look at the accommodation provider that is alleged that we are owing against the list of the students who are staying there so that we can validate if they are NSFAS funded students, if they are not, and whether the claims themselves have been settled or not settled. And that is the process that we have been involved in since the beginning of our pilot project last year, where claims are submitted, we validate them, and then we pay for legitimate claims. Now, the housing association has not as yet submitted the list. We have requested them since they released the statement for them to provide us so that we can do our own due diligence, and then we can verify if whether we owe them how much, and then we can settle those. So we are waiting for that to be given to us, and then we then can indicate as NSFAS how much of that belongs to us, or if completely we have paid them off or we have not.
So clearly there's what they're calling a bit of a dispute, because they say they've had conversations with you, you know, behind closed doors. They say it hasn't yielded results. My concern is that, you know, students have to return very soon. Is there a plan by yourselves as NSFAS to try and resolve this as amicably as possible? And I know that it's uncomfortable to have this mudslinging in the media, but is there a plan? Because they're saying, no, we feel like, you know, NSFAS has processes are not optimal, and therefore that's why we find ourselves here. You're saying no, they must prove it to you. I'm just concerned that we're running out of time and students need to return to those dorms.
You know, we are very concerned as NSFAS as well that a certain portion of the students that are accommodated in private accommodation might be affected by this. It is irrecoverable, and we are willing to, as an organization, to look into the matter. And the Private Student Housing Association, they know our commitment that we have made to all accommodation providers since last year. We even went to an extent of giving them a separate email where they can engage with us, where all the claims can be sent, verified, and then we'll pay. Unfortunately, with the current situation that we're dealing with, we can't use public money where there's no evidence. We are going to have a problem with the Treasury. We are going to have a problem with the Auditor General to account for the public funds that would have paid without evidence. All we are asking, let them give us the evidence, we'll verify it, qualify it, and then pay. In as far as the students are concerned, of course, the private accommodation providers are playing a very significant role in assisting us to house our students broadly, those that are funded and unfunded by NSFAS students. So we want to, we are working together with the universities to make sure that the accommodation providers that they are linked to them, and those that are, are provided by the institutions themselves can be the first point of instance for us to accommodate students there as and when they return to institutions. However, we have even opened more on private accommodation providers who wants to work with NSFAS to do so by accrediting themselves, and we are ready to make sure that we welcome more participants in this. However, we remain committed, Pamela Massey, to work with the Private Student Housing Association to resolve whatever matters that are outstanding, provided that they give us information that we require.
AUTA says they're not the only body that seems to have problems. Are you aware of other associations that also have concerns?
Not at all. We have not as yet received any that have concern thus far. So we only are aware of the Private Student Housing Association.
All right. NSFAS spokesperson Ismail Mnisi, I hope by, in the 2 weeks that we've got here, we'll be able to resolve this. But thank you so much for speaking to us this evening.
It is my pleasure.
Thank you.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.